This is the ninth dialogue between Jay Krishnamurti and David Bohm at Brockwood Park, 1980.
So I'd like to talk over with you, and perhaps not on two. What is happening to the human brain? I'll go into it a little bit. You have highly cultivated civilization and yet at the same time barbarism. Great selfishness clothed in all kinds of spiritual garbs, Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost and all the rest of it, but deeply, deep down, heightening, frightening selfishness. And man's brain has been evolving through millennia upon millennia, and it has come to this point. Divisive, destructive, and so on, which we all know. So I was wondering whether the human brain, not a particular brain, but the human brain, is deteriorating. Whether it is capable of revival, renewal, or is a slow, steady decline. And whether it's possible in one's lifetime to bring about in itself a total renewal from all this, a renewal that will be pristine, original, unpolluted. I've been wondering about it, and I thought we'd meet and discuss it. And I think the human brain is not a particular brain. It's not, it doesn't belong to me or to anyone else. It's the human brain, which has evolved 10 million or 5 million or 3 million years. And in that evolution, she has gathered tremendous experience, knowledge, and all the cruelties and the vulgarities and the brutalities of selfishness. Is there a possibility of its sloughing off, throwing off all this and becoming something new? Because apparently it's functioning in patterns. Whether it is a religious pattern or a scientific pattern or a business pattern or a family pattern, it's always operating, functioning in a very small, narrow circle. And those circles are clashing against each other. And there seem to be no end to this.
Yes.
You follow?
Yes.
So what will break down this forming of patterns, not falling to other new patterns, but breaking down the whole system of patterns, whether pleasant or unpleasant? After all, the brain has had so many shocks.